what's up?
Baby, let's go!
5, 10, 3, 4. Saya Jane Rahim. Saya Raja Rahim.
Anda sedang mendengar OK Let's Go di podcast.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di mana lagi kalau bukan di Zaidin.
Betul. Mereka adalah ejen rumah yang akan membantu anda dalam jual beli rumah. 9359-1359 ni hubungi mereka. 9359-1359.
Ikuti Facebook dan juga Instagram mereka. facebook.com/Zaidin Real Estate Advisor. Instagram Zaidin Official. Dan juga lungsuri laman mereka www.zaidin.com.
Right now, it's on to the show. Bagi mereka yang sedang mendengar, aku nak minta maaf terlebih dahulu kalau kau dapat rasa energi aku low sikit sebab I'm like on a zero carb diet. So aku tengah cutting. Yeah, so itulah, tengok macam mana kalau percentage body fat aku dalam keadaan yang baik. InsyaAllah kita tengok bagaimana. Kalau tak, kita cuba lagi tahun depan.
Dia kalau kau tengah low carb ni, zero carb ni, kau
dia macam lesu-lesu, letih.
Ada mu nak ketawa? Macam
boleh ketawa boleh. Tapi semua akan memerlukan tenaga.
I see.
Kalau aku tak kau Zee boleh buat Zah macam
aku akan respect kau. Tak boleh gitu lah. Tapi aku rasa macam ketawa sikit aku rasa boleh.
Dia macam ketawa.
Yelah itulah. Tapi kalau kau boleh buat Zah macam aku respect kau sampai nak tutup. Okay, let's go.
Sampai lama. Lepas dah tutup kau tak respect lagi.
Respect dia habis Zah.
Memang tengah zero cup. Kenapa tak bawa Honda Cup?
Actually susah.
Inilah sebab kenapa kita nak tutup Okay. Tak lah.
Aku tengok balik video Lanzis yang aku dah tengah tahan ketawa. Kekek sah. Aku tengok kau dah tahan, aku yang kekek. Lanzis. Habis aku macam sialah rabat sah ni, kira gila babi sah ni. Kau dah tengah tahan.
That was in Green Door, right?
Tapi kau look very young time tu.
Ya, sebab ada macam I notice I needed some baby fats on my. Kalau kau cheeks filled with some fats, kau look younger. Yeah. So kalau kau cengkung lagi sikit, kau look your age.
Yalah. Abang-abang lah, nampak abang-abang. Kau dah cutting, lepas kau pun cut din, kau kena nampak abang-abang.
Yeah. But I'm missing a few things like Indomie. Aku, my god, I can really eat. Kalau kau suka kasih aku makan.
Kau tengah.
Kau faham tak?
Tengah.
Kau kalau that time aku tengah bulking tu, aku makan nasi ayam 3 bro. Bro kau makan.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, and right
tiga
now.
Paket.
Tiga paket. Nasi ayam, tiga paket bro aku makan. Yeah, and right now I'm thinking like aku cuma makan ayam yang kau tahu yang ayam dalam paket yang budak tu jual
150 gram.
500 gram. So tu satu tu aku boleh 500 gram tu aku satu hari lah untuk aku punya lunch, aku punya dinner, aku asing-asing. It is not enough bro.
Wih, ni dah macam dekat cerita movie-movie prison je.
Betul.
Tung tak usah kena naikkan Zamin ni, dia kena naikkan dia punya apa.
Aku nak, aku that is aku kena hit protein aku. Tu yang aku kena makan. Ya, nasi semua aku tengah down. So untuk 4 minggu aku macam ni lah. Aku punya energy macam ni.
Okay, this month lah. This month lah.
Ya, tapi okay, some people might like this new chill version. So I started dating. Tak dah.
Come on lah.
Apa? Asal kau ketawa?
No, kalau sama tak tu share.
Betul cakap je lah.
Tak tu share. Now okay. I was thinking like
tak tutup bro LG.
Iyalah, ya.
Cakap je lah.
Rachel is not the one that you thought. I never shared with you this before, yeah.
Also very chill. Dia tak.
Yeah, that time aku macam ya aku I mean aku alone apa.
Okay.
I'm lonely what.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Aku dah anak aku jumpa once every fourth night. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, according to the court order, so I have time to myself.
Okay.
You know, on weekdays, kalau aku pergi gym, aku akan makan seorang, whatever shit. And mm-hmm. I'm loving this whole new, like learning to be alone.
Yeah.
In the initial months, it was quite tough. Mm. I have to admit. Tapi I've spoke with a lot of divorcees, orang yang melalui hal ni, and they're like saying, learn to be able to live alone.
Okay.
Sebab that is the most freeing thing that you can have.
Okay.
Tak ada macam berbual dengan orang, and then ada golongan teman-teman janda juga message like, actually Izzah, I know what you need. Aku cakap, what do I need? Mm. So orang macam kita ni, kita independent people, we can work, but sometimes we need, our needs have to be satisfied.
Apa tu ni?
Habis aku cakap, apa maksud kau? Yeah, sometimes like motor aku just, I will just, if I have to get in bed with someone, I'll get in bed with someone.
Asyolah.
Tapi tak ada attachment. Oh. Then I'll just live my life. So aku tahu where you coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Dan aku macam a bit wary with this conversation. Mm. Asal kau cakap dengan aku macam ni eh?
Janda, like, a lady eh?
Yeah, is it like, you trying to hint something? So immediately aku punya alarm bells like went off. I'm like saying like, well, thank you for sharing, but I don't think that's what I need right now. So that was one of those random conversations. I could still remember till now. Ada orang pernah ajak aku sampai nak pergi travel sama-sama. That was like, kau mesti faham, like, I come in a situation where, you know, it's still very fresh other things. But at times, sometimes you want to have a dinner with someone.
Okay.
And have conversations unhinged. Because I enjoy conversations. Kau faham tak? And the only conversations that I have in my life right now are with my parents. My kids. And then Instagram pun aku tak boleh trust orang sangat. Sometimes they are profiles without photos. I don't know who the fuck they are. And sometimes they might be people, but what I share with them, aku tak tahu who will they share kat luar. And then I come to work, I talk to you guys. These are all the conversations that I have. I don't have macam any fun conversations, like, you know, I miss my old self.
Macam kita dulu lah bro.
Like lain bro, buang dengan lelaki lain. Buang kau apa aku boleh buat? Batang-batang belaga.
Dulu banyak bro. Dia ada emoji yang batang belaga tu.
Bros. So I downloaded Tinder.
Okay.
Tinder. So I've never in my whole life, aku tak pernah ada a dating app.
Okay.
I've never tried this shit out. I've heard so many things about it. Like, how does it work? Aku selalu dengar orang, if you like, swipe right. If you don't like, swipe left.
Yeah.
I've heard about Moose Match. Aku dengar orang-orang yang, you know, datang kat aku and then say like, you know, I don't like dating on Moose Match. Every time I get matched with a guy kat sana, then they always ask for macam dirty things.
Oh.
So I was like, really? Is that how the situation with social media dating apps? So aku try lah download Tinder.
Okay.
So for
at last ada member yang mencuba. Aku cakap aku try. Tak pernah.
It's so hard to get a match.
Yeah,
because aku was just like, because you see, how do you pick people? It's based on kau punya gambar saja.
Physical lah.
Yeah, it's physical. It's physical. So you need to have a very good game of uploading. You need to have good
your
photos.
Your best picture lah kira.
Yeah, but what is the best photo? What you think is the best photo might not be what is best kat luar. Like, do you post yourself in a suit, or do you post yourself in a t-shirt? Do you post your workout in a session?
Right.
Do you post yourself in a car? So people know that you're not broke. Might turn, you know, a lot of things goes through your mind. Like, you don't want to be rejected because, you know, people might think you're unstable or whatever kind of thing. Right. So aku macam nak letak apa sah. So I put whatever that I have on my Instagram, like several different photos aku letak. Then I had a session of like swiping left, swiping right. Bila aku pergi Malaysia, aku pun on that Tinder juga, you know, swipe left, swipe right, shit. Like, nothing really sticks. Until there were several matches lah. But of course, match is one thing, but nak jumpa is another thing, right?
Yes.
Kau nak fikir macam nak jumpa mana siapa, habis nak makan macam mana lah. Kind of thing. So, but there's just one person that aku match on Tinder. And everything was like, like click lah. And then she was saying, after we match, I said hi, whatever shit. And then dekat Instagram, dia tiba-tiba message. Dia cakap like, salam Zah, I think someone is using your profile on Tinder because it matched with mine. I just want to confirm whether this is you or someone catfishing as you. Okay. Then I said, yeah, that's me.
Okay, DM kena suara confirm. IG kena suara confirm.
Okay.
Confirm yeah. Izzah smile.
Okay. Asal cerita dia macam ter-excited.
aku tengah excited lah dia.
So, kita dah lama tak dengar cerita-cerita macam.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Take your time.
Okay, boleh tarik 3 episod. Okay, terus.
Saya said, oh, okay. So... I'm into gym. She's into gym juga.
Boleh buat some muscle.
Yeah. And then like, tapi the age, there was an age disparity. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 38, turning 39, right? Mm. I mean, in a few weeks time, I'll be 39.
Right.
September.
She is in her like 20s, 26.
Right.
They're
26. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Kau apa je?
Rachel.
Dia
Oh yeah.
Dia muda kakak kau 2 tahun lah. Okay. Kau kakak long dia lah. I hope she doesn't listen to this shit, man. Okay.
Kau tak dengar macam dia berkenal Zah.
Aku rasa tak. Sekarang aku confident nak cerita sebab sekarang dah banyak podcast.
Oh yeah.
So maybe dia tak dengar, tak tahu.
Yelah.
Tapi aku dah cerita. Habis aku dah tutup.
Faham.
So okay, jumpa dinner. Stand up aku tanya macam, maybe we just have dinner lah.
Okay.
So okay, jumpa dinner, nak makan mana. No ni semua, dude, to date as me, aku have to worry about a lot of things.
Okay.
Right?
Faham.
Dekat mana nak makan?
Okay. Yeah.
I have social anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like it when people, you know, their eyeballs staring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, tempat
takkan Haidi Lau Arab Street out.
This is undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Aku pergi dekat MBS Spago. Tak ada lah. Buto first date terus pergi Spago. Gila babi sial. Tak lah. I went to somewhere lah. Let's just say. I went to somewhere. Okay, right. I tell you where it is. Ya, jumpa. Datang
Malam lah, of course lah.
Malam.
Ada eyeball.
Ha?
Ada eyeball kat
eyeball. Tak ada.
Oh, tak ada.
Tak ada. Tak ada.
Alright, okay.
Teruskan. Tak ada DMC. Tak ada. Tak
ada. Ya, sana selamat sikit. Ada dia jual daging halal tapi ada arak sebab tu tak halal.
Muslim own.
Mungkin restoran gitu ke mana tahu.
Ya, yalah.
Okay. So, duduk.
Kau sampai dulu ke dia sampai dulu?
Aku sampai dulu.
Okay.
Aku macam lama dah tak style lah. Saya gua sampai dulu.
Oh, itulah. Dah duduk dulu.
Okay. Dah duduk ah.
Kau sampai dulu. Okay. Pasal kau boleh cari tempat yang tersuk-curuk.
Yalah. But tempat tu pun okay lah. Boleh lah. Not really that good of a place. But I guess it will do lah.
Okay.
So sit down. Duduk ah. Kau macam aku cakap okay. Muka dia lain sikit daripada daripada Instagram.
Alamak.
Okay lah.
Okay lah.
Not too far. But I think that's the nature of you know, sometimes when you upload things, it's normally a filtered version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Go do some minor adjustments. But in reality, sometimes about 70%. If you get 70% of what you see,
it's good enough.
It's good enough. Yeah. Lain lah kalau totally bam, lain.
Then
I'll be like, I've been scammed.
Ini poha. I pergi toilet sekejap. Poha.
I pergi toilet sekejap.
Pergi toilet sekejap, cabut. Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Just sat down. Sad conversation. Tapi the conversations were not really...
frequency
dia macam, you know, I like someone who can carry conversation,
of course.
Tapi macam the conversation is just light lah. I think that is the bane that we have as podcasters. Sebab every single time we go to work, we are just our authentic self. When we talk and then kita dengar guest ni macam tengah iffy, beat around the bush, kita macam sialah, this is not good quality conversation. Go straight to the point, man. You know,
yeah.
So I understand that it wasn't a podcast. So macam kau kena sabar sikit, like, you know, copy a few layers, like, you know, you do for a living. But yeah, enjoy. Habis I was like, okay, I'm going to make this an hour. Then after that, I'm going to go off.
Oh, kau dah
ambil
jauh?
Yeah, so aku offer a lift back lah. Offer a lift back. Oi. Sama, I'll take Grab lah.
Kau
dah
danger
saja. Dia nak ambil Grab. So I was like, I'll send you back lah.
Buka atas lah.
Huh? Apa?
Buka atas ke tutup atas?
Eh, tutup lah siap. Buka. Kan ada motor start. Macam bro. Siapa tu?
Kalau confirm baru buka.
Dapat bertinder.
Ini adik saya.
Dapat bertinder. Nak tutup OLG, cakap terus terang lah sekarang.
Daripada Tinder ni bawa jumpa, boring lah berbual dia. Dia kata dia open sangat.
Yang buat aku macam tadi, macam then we had a conversation in the car, hmm, whatever, tengah driving. Ooh. Driving. Hmm. I don't know whether it's like her making a move on me ke apa.
Oh shit.
So bila aku tengah drive, aku macam
asal oh shit pula.
Tak ada, aku tengah dengar lain.
Sebab like perbualan jadi mesra.
Oh,
Abi dah macam dah terpinggang-pinggang.
Alamak.
Aku tengah drive.
Oh, oh.
Ya, tapi tangan macam terpinggang. Ayo.
Takkan kau pegang.
Yalah, aku tengah drive. Aku macam aku drive memang aku, you know,
pegang steering.
Aku pegang steering.
10 and 2 eh.
Ah, dah macam dah dah cucuk-cucuk. Oh, macam ada I forgot what the context was. Perbualan and then there was some jokes being cracked. Ah, kelakar. Tapi ah cucuk macam eh. Jangan-jangan geli-geli. Oh, you tak boleh eh. You tak boleh eh.
Okay.
Ah. Hmm. Kau faham tak?
Lagi dah 80% fat. Rasa cucuk rasa saya ni.
Rasa eh jangan. Oh you tak boleh. Oh kira you sensitive eh. Bah, bah. So I dude, I am not really that good around women per se. So I don't know what kind of signals dia tengah send. Like ni kalau ada cucuk-cucuk is it apa? What is this?
Okay.
Kan. So
lemak ni kalau 2019 dulu kita dah berbual sat.
So okay, pacik-pacik berbual.
Alright, Allah.
Yeah. So as much as you gentlemen are excited, I'll be honest with my feelings. Aku was actually panicking.
Oh,
yeah, aku macam, dude, this is like, whoa.
Mm-mm.
Like it's been a long time since, you know,
yeah,
someone kind of touch me or whatever. So I was like, whoa, you know, a bit too fast there. So bila dah nak sampai, so I was asking her, so what are you gonna do later? So I don't know. I have no plans. Like that. I said, oh, so saya kat rumah. I said that. Then she was like, oh, my dad's at home.
Okay.
My dad listens to you.
Okay. Alamak.
Kurang.
Fuck, I said, how old is your dad? Oh, he's in his 50s.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm old. Yeah
bro, kita gitu.
So that, be honest, itu yang membuat aku macam, oh, okay. Dan
oh sebab tu
okay. I said okay. Pula aku boleh jumpa. Aku jumpa bang. I said okay, thank you. I mean if the future dates, just contact lah. Okay.
Yalah.
Okay. We said okay. I hastily jauh from that. Sebab dia just legitly sitting down there, like I think expecting a bit more conversation before.
Oh, dia nak lepak.
Aku dah dapat rasa that vibe lah. So I was like, nah, I'm good, man.
Damn.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, a bit uncomfortable.
Ni sebab kau uncomfortable sebab age-wise ataupun kau rasa that's
I think,
tak ada connection?
I think masa dinner dah tak ada connection.
Oh, okay.
Aku rasa. Faham. Like, of course, you can't have just one.
Yelah.
One date and...
Betul.
And I guess bila aku duduk, in retrospect, aku fikir balik, I actually wasn't looking.
Eh?
Aku wasn't looking. Aku tak tahu what... I was curious for the Tinder experience. So that was one. And believe it or not, right after that incident, aku deleted Twitter. Aku deleted Tinder. Yeah, I was like, not yet lah.
Just based on member aku experience, okay, bila kau tengah drive, dalam kereta ada recording tak?
No.
Okay, let's say you go for a date.
Yeah, one of the things that aku tak tahu, what is this, you know? Kau faham lah, like, in my life as an entertainer, aku punya perbualan dengan random so-called blood have been screenshot before, things like that. So, I thought, apa ni?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm just here for a conversation, you know. Okay. Like,
but try to have a recording.
For what?
Dalam kereta, let's say kau tengah drive. Let's say go out for a date. Because happened to one of my friend, dia keluar date, daripada Tinder juga. So, the girl macam, dia kaya macam lelaki ni, member aku ni macam dah overboard lah.
Oh.
So, lelaki member aku macam, janganlah gini. I think I'm driving ni macam dah tak selesa. Same situation. So after that, memang aku tak attracted to this girl. So they ghost this girl lah.
Okay.
And eventually this girl make a report against him.
Are you shitting
saying
me?
That he molested her, bro.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Kena nap.
Wow.
Molest kena nap. Tapi after like about tak silap aku, before 24 hours, dia kasi statement semua. And apa ni, it's just it's,
Tak ada evident lah.
And memang perempuan tu pun tak boleh justify.
Yeah, but still I can imagine. Aku boleh imagine the trauma,
yes,
that your friend face.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like bayangkan that whole process of being called up by the IO to come down, giving a statement, knowing deep in your heart you did not do anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then bila kau keluar, kau macam, what the fuck? I thought the signals were okay.
Yes.
I thought it was consensual. I thought she gave me like, so be wary, men, young men or divorced men or single or whatever, whoever you're listening to. It's a scary world out there, and be extra safe.
Correct. And ni aku bukan broad brush all women.
Yeah,
that's what member aku experience with that specifically lady lah dekat daripada Tinder.
Yeah.
That is what she meant. Dia bingit, dia bingit.
Kau tak tahu what people intentions are. So just beware. Oh yeah, but that was an experience, and I was like, that happened
interesting
quite some time ago. I was thinking,
so you're not into dating now, or no. Chill lu?
For now, aku maybe sebab why perbualan tu tak organic sangat, because I honestly I needed some company at the bottom just to talk, but not to fall for someone.
Yeah,
I guess. Itu conclusion aku. Dan sebab tu, for now I'm quite okay.
Kau tengah focus on your life. Yeah. Kau tengah focus dengan anak-anak kau. Like, what's next?
I've met someone juga recently. I've been on the past weekend. Long time listener. Dia ajak, jom lah lepak. Well, dia pun divorce juga. So we just had a good dinner lah. Berbual, update about stuff. And just a conversation. I think that pace was better. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a date per se. Like, she just asked, nak makan? Datang lah, okay. Just to talk lah. I want to ask about you, because I went through that shit.
Maybe
we can have a conversation. And that was great, because after the whole thing, it was like a friend thing. I didn't felt it was anything romantic or whatever shit.
Mm-mm.
Sat down, asked me how I am in my headspace mentally, and she heard that the podcast is going to be closing, why and all that. So I think that kind of talks I could enjoy.
Yeah.
Like the, with men, it was like the professor guy and all that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Aku would like to apologize bagi mereka yang, ada juga yang DM nak lepak and all that. Give me some time. Sebab there's only so much energy I have left every single week untuk kasih, be it guys or girls, yang senang dengar. But I'm keen to meeting people. I think it helps aku punya mental health. Because bagi aku, that whole doom scrolling thing on the phone and being transfixed to replying people, faceless people, it doesn't do good on me. With you guys, you get to go home to families, and you get to talk to children. With me, I go back home, sometimes my parents are already asleep. And there's only a certain frequency of things I can talk to them about. I don't really share my problems with my moms. But with moms, especially women, I'm not broad brushing, but with moms especially, kalau kau anak diorang, kau share problem kat diorang, they will take it upon themselves and they will feel you tau. To them, your problem now is ibu punya problem. Dia akan macam, dia akan down, dia sedih. Kau talk about certain things happening in your life, dia macam, she will really feel you. I think that's in the nature of a woman who's more nurturing. Dia ada macam sifat keibuan. So although kau dah tua, to her you're still that kid yang dia perlu. Dengan bapak lain, dengan bapak bila kau berbual, dia orang lebih objektif. Like, kau kalau buang dengan mak, kau boleh nangis whatever. Buang bapak be like, okay, macam how do you solve this? Dan dia akan kasih. That is a different role that fathers play as compared to mothers. So bagi aku, there's only certain conversations they can have with them, but sometimes with people of my age, I need to have conversations kat luar. Kita berehat seketika dah. Third part eh?
Terlebih 20 minit.
Kita berehat seketika waktu. Jangan ke mana-mana. Standby lebih banyak lagi perkongsian kisah daripada kami pada minggu-minggu akan datang. Stay tuned.
Hello, ada pesanan dari penaja.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda semua oleh teman-teman kami daripada ejen properti Hartanah Zaidin.
Hubungi mereka di talian 9359-1359 kalau nak jual beli rumah. Talian 9359-1359.
Ikuti Facebook mereka Zaidin Real Estate Advisor, Instagram Zaidin Official, dan juga lungsuri laman mereka www.zaidin.com.
Masih lagi bersama dengan Zaidin di dalam studio berbual berkenaan dengan hartanah. Dan korang nak berbual pasal asking unreasonable price. Sekarang macam mana ni? Bagaimana ada, how much is unreasonable?
Okay, actually tadi aku berbual dengan Dean, dengan Zaila kat luar tadi kan. Sebelum kita record, aku cakap, eh bro, aku nak try just, korang just marketkan aku boleh? Marketkan aku forum Punggol.
Rumah kau sendiri lah.
1.2 million.
Oh, that's unreasonable.
Test market lah.
Berapa market tu? Market sekarang kau punya rumah?
Latest transaction aku about 700 plus.
700, wow. You're asking for
1.2.
Yeah, wow.
Hari tu, berapa tahun lepas, market price 600, kau minta aku 700. Hari ni market dah 700, kau minta 1.2.
Sekarang
kau duduk lah situ lama-lama.
Boleh tak boleh?
Asking boleh lah.
Asking price.
Asking kau nak ask berapa, ask the sky lah kan.
Dia kalau buying?
Ask the earth lah.
Oh, baik, pernah ni aku tengah serve satu orang warga emas lah. Ben dah bilang aku lah about a little bit of the background. So okay lah, I mean was covering him. So
sorry Chok, tapi rumah dia korang jual lah?
Dah jual lah. Okay, alhamdulillah.
Rumah dia starting dia dah minta 800.
Ni jual eh?
Nak jual. 800 cik.
Actually berapa macam market kat sana?
Last transaction 650.
Oh, dia minta 800.
Dia minta 800. Okay. Dia cakap cheap macam mana? Kau tak cuba kau tak tahu.
Dia cakap macam tu.
Tapi ini pasal
pakcik perangai razi.
Kau tak tahu tak cuba je dik.
Tapi kau tahu apa tak? Setiap kali kalau masuk rumah dia, kalau orang Melayu, ini rumah yang paling besar kat Punggol. Dia punya dapur boleh mandi mayat.
Pakcik yang cakap.
Pakcik yang cakap. Dia cakap dengan Baya. Baya pun tercengang. Aku pun cakap, cik apa siapa? Terus dia apa tu? Aku dah tak tahu apa dah cakap. Okay, Baya dah tunjuk ni. Cik apa sah cik cakap? Betul lah apa? Nanti nak mandi mayat kau tak nak mekir. Betul-betul. Ini nak beli pun sama.
Oh my god. So dia cakap depan potential buyer macam tu. Ya, habis potential buyer punya reaction macam mana?
Terpajak lah.
Senyum-senyum ke. Lain kan lah.
Tapi lepas tu dia dah nak keluar. Renung-renungkan lah. Aisyah, kau takutkan ni bias ya. Terus lepas tu bayar pun tak beli. Habis this time aku bawa dia pergi tengok 3 bilik lah.
Tapi dia akhir dapat jual berapa?
Dapat jual about 620 lah.
Wow.
720.
710.
Okay.
Happy lah.
Okay lah. Happy lah.
Okay.
Nah, itu dah tak apa. Aku nak 800. Sekarang kau drop 710, 90,000. Jadi rumah yang kita beli mesti nak turun lagi.
Cakap, alamak.
Aku cakap, cik, ni 3 bilik bukannya senang. Pisang goreng. Pisang goreng tak apa, kita tengok.
I see. Pakcik berani ya.
Pakcik berani.
Okay.
Terus that last weekend aku bawa dia ini dua rumah. Satu rumah ni, Zai, ni rumah okey. Tapi ni kan, kalau manalah satu kali ni, satu hari ni aku dah tak ada. Jenazah nak bawa turun susah ni, tingkat 8.
Oh, tu dia sampai fikir macam tu.
Dia sampai fikir
kematian.
Kematian. Okey, tak apa. Terus the next one kita nampak rumah tingkat 3. Cik ni boleh cik, senang kalau nak bawa turun jenazah. Betul. tapi ni dia minta berapa eh? Dia minta 430. Kau offerkan aku 38.
Isulah.
Cik, 38. Mana nak dapat cik? Last transaction sini 420. Kau tak cuba tak tahu.
So you could try.
Tak adalah nak kena maki aku try.
Tak boleh. There's no no in your industry, right?
Bukan no no. Ada 20 group. Tengok.
Saya
buat kelakar. Cik, tak boleh lah cik. Ni rumah ni dah renovated. Masuk pun tak bayar banyak buat. Habis ni pun members, I think I know I can talk to him lah. I mean to get lah. To seal the deal. So to get 380 impossible cik. Mana ada. Aku sampai tunjuk, ini semua HDB yang tunjuk. Ni aku yang nak 38. Kau depan degil terus.
Oh my god.
Okay cik, kalau macam ini 38 eh, saya pun tak tahu macam mana nak offer. Kau agent ke aku agent?
Alamak.
Okay cik, saya cuba depan cik juga. Aku WhatsApp call, taruh speaker mode. Ji, my buyer nak offer 38. Hah? 38? Buang tepi ada apa?
Wow.
Tak adalah, ini kirakan aku tak nak simpan-simpan. Aku kasi. Habis berapa kau nak? Aku minta 43. Takkan kau nak kasi 38? Okay lah, nanti aku get back to you. Cik dengar cik. Kalau gitu aku kasi dia 415.
What?
415.
Okay.
Cik,
okay.
415 last transaction 425 tu block.
Yeah.
Banyak semua 425. Saya rasa kalau kita dapat 420 pun boleh. Tapi saya tak tak janji lah. Tahu pakcik cakap apa?
Apa?
415, take it or leave it.
Eh, dia pula. Dia cakap dengan kau lah.
Sekarang aku, aku terus jam eh, macam mana? Okay lah, aku tak mulai kan lah.
Kata offer lah, kata offer lah.
Aku
offer.
Tak, aku offer.
Offer.
Aku bilang dengan ejen dia, eh, berapa boleh tutup? Dia nak 415 lah. Syah, 415 mana boleh dapat? Maybe, besar ni ada lagi satu group. Okay lah, satu bukan member, ni member aku. Aku boleh tolong kau lah. 420 kau rasa boleh tak? Ni aku tak tahu. Kau tengok lah pakcik tu. Mereka minta 38. Tapi kau cubalah. Tu aku pergi balik berbual dengan pakcik. 2 jam lah. 415. Okay, sekarang pasal dia nak 420 yang pasal kan? Okay, aku kasih last price. 415 tak boleh kasih extension. Eh cik, apa ni? Mula-mula boleh kasih extension. Sekarang tak boleh kasih extension. Habis dia cakap, tak apalah. Ini bukan rezeki kita. Okay lah cik, bukan rezeki.
So tak ah.
Tak.
Alamak.
So benda-benda macam ni akan
akan terjadi juga.
Kadang-kadang. Kau ingat tak rumah Tampines kau tu?
Ridiculous eh price eh.
Tampines kita pernah jual apa? Agent tu datang. Mana boleh Tampines boleh dapat below 400?
Okay.
3 bilik. Agent tu offer berapa?
390.
Oh
my god.
Aku terus halau satu agent. 390, you go and find, you let me know.
Mampus. Dia pun dengan pakcik tu juga.
Aku rasa ni semua tengah dia orang lain alam. So pakcik ni macam dapat tak pasal 15 tak ada 3 bulan extension. Cik kau pun tak dapat lah cik. Okay lah, bukan rezeki kita. Mungkin kita cari lagi. Okay lah cik, cik cari mana. Ni sekarang cik pula nak cari kat Circuit Road pula. Okay, layan lah. Sometimes you will have this, but I mean it's just part of our role, responsibility have lah. Just have to follow through Tapi ni super orang lama punya pikiran ni.
I see. Yeah.
Kalau kata dia, kata dia je.
So inilah yang kita nak sebutkan. Ada perbincangan dengan agent tapi be reasonable dan ada reason expectations juga. Sebab Zai dan Din tahulah berapa yang perlu korang kena offer dan berapa yang boleh dijual. Sebab mereka dah buat kerja ni lama. Jadi kalau boleh dengar cakap mereka dengan mendapatkan khidmat mereka dengan talian ni.
Ya betul. Dan hubungi talian ini 9359-1359 untuk jual beli rumah. Mereka akan bantu anda lah dalam segi harga dan sebagainya. 9359-1359.
Ikuti Instagram mereka, Zaidin Official, Facebook Zaidin Real Estate Advisor, dan juga lungsuri laman mereka www.zaidin.com.